The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was asked a very interesting question this morning, and I want to talk about it on this finally Friday. What's good, everyone? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. No,
DJ Automatic is my husband, for those who don't know. And he asked me, how do you remember all those stories? Because we were discussing what we're going to talk about today. You know, we prepare for this show. We don't just show up. We want to give you a quality show. And I said, because I really focus on the good memories and not the bad. And if I do have a bad memory, uh-oh, I try to make light of it. I try to make it fun or silly.
That's a good
or
way
funny.
That's a good way to approach and handle your own trauma.
I was going to say, just block it out is what you're saying.
Well, sort of. Yes. My mom is the kind who will say, do you remember blah, blah, blah? And she's in that like kind of
and she likes to reminisce about how much her life sucked.
Yes. And then I'll say, honestly, no, because I don't remember.
Yeah, that's tough.
Don't remember.
And then that approach to life, too, makes it hard for people to open up and share things about what's going on in their personal life. Whenever I go to talk to a friend and I share my trauma, and then all of a sudden they just come back with their own trauma.
Anthony, you're not ready for that.
And now I leave the conversation feeling a little bit more upset than when I got there. Oh, dude, that's the worst, bro. That's the worst, dog.
Welcome to Living with Dana Cortez.
Oh, be quiet. I try to turn everything into funnies. You told a story not too long ago, Automatic, about your dog eating your holiday meal, you getting home with your family, and your dad chasing the dog around. That's not a happy memory, but the way you
that
told the story
was hilarious.
I bet you it was pretty funny for you guys the whole time, right?
It was more traumatic for my dad. Yeah. It wasn't traumatic for us. Yeah. It was a show. I was like, this is like a movie.
Get it under this guy.
It was like our own little version of the Griswold.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it reminded me of, the holiday movie.
Everybody was caught up in the curtains, the dog. I bet your dog didn't feel good, neither did your dad. But that's what I mean. Sometimes we hold on to these traumatic memories and we want to dwell on them. No, turn them around.
Honestly,
think about the good times.
Honestly, that's what makes a great comedian, is people that can grab from those traumatic experiences and make light of them.
Damn, boy, I need more trauma in my life.
That's right.
All the best comedians have the most trauma.
Right, it's all student loan problems.
I need to turn to stand-up comedy, I guess. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Let's go.
Ain't nothing wrong with that
one. My favorite cookie.
When Automatic brings those home from the grocery store bakery, I put them back in the oven and burn them because I love them burnt.
Oh, okay. Like, really interesting. Burnt. I'm more of a chewy guy myself.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to...
I like them gooey and chocolatey and yes.
Let's go and shout out to Coast Guard, too. We're shout out National Coast Guard Day. Yes, sir. And we also got National White Wine Day. So shout out to Drake and everybody who likes white wine. I'm not mad at white wine.
It's crazy. The first thing when you said that, I thought of Drake immediately.
I would say white wine greater than red wine.
It's also Single Women's Working Day.
Let's go. All my single ladies out there.
Yes, all single ladies in the office.
52% of women who are working right now and contributing to the economy are single. We love you.
There, where y'all at, though? Hey, let's go and wrap it up on National Water Balloon Day last Friday in August.
I love water balloons, especially this time of year, but there was always that kid that threw one so hard right in your face. This is just a game, people.
Oh,
my
God.
Just a
game. So stupid. It's not the last Friday in August. It's the first Friday in August.
Oh.
So, you know, sorry, guys. I'm already on weekend mode. But, yeah, shout out to the kid who messed up who threw the balloons too hard.
Shout out you that messed up the whole thing.
Yeah, my bad, dude.
Segment.
I killed the vibe, dude.
Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We are breaking down a huge down in the DM. We're going to talk about my girl, Emily. She hit me up because her man, Jamie, he's talking to another woman on Instagram.
He has a bunch of new friends that I've never met, and I'm okay with him having girlfriends, but he's getting notifications from a lot of them, and he won't let me see what they say.
Hiding the phone. Jamie, why are you not letting Emily see who you're talking to? You know what? Maybe the whole thing is because Jamie's being a busybody. She's being too nosy. Here's how that down in the DM went. It's a PJ party, kind of silly, but it should be fun.
Wait, hold up. A PJ party? Is that like a sleepover?
I mean, if you want. Are we there yet, you know?
I mean, I'll go wherever you want to go. I don't know.
You're planning to spend the night with a woman you've never met.
What? Hold on. What the
Hey, hold on. Let me talk to Jamie. Let me explain to you what's going on. As we all heard, Jamie's a liar. Mm. He's a liar.
He had ulterior motives.
Yes, he did. There's a bunch of screaming and back and forth, and this man finally figures out I'm not the woman he thinks I am.
Wait, you're not Danielle?
No, I'm not Danielle. Emily's on the phone right now.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about. I can't believe you're
What are you talking about? That was Andy. He just handed me the phone.
Andy?
He just gave me my phone back.
Okay.
Yes, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't understand. How about try not to understand this?
Okay, look, I'm gonna come over. All right, we can just talk about this.
She's gone, dude.
All right, well, how about this? You.
He tried to say it wasn't him on the phone. It was some dude, Andy. Why have you recorded?
I was going to say, quick on his toes, though.
Yeah, dude, the novice improv actor in me was like really impressed. I was like, wow, dude, way to roll that.
He's lying. He's a mentiroso. What's the biggest lie you ever got away with?
Oh, man, similar to this man here, I once lied to a woman. I was in college, and she wanted me to take her on a balloon ride with the rest of her friends as like
Anthony.
A big joint group date night.
How romantic.
Yeah, it was very romantic. I was playing college football at the time and told her that I had a game and I had to go to and I could not miss it.
Oh.
In reality, me and my friends went down to Juarez, Mexico and participated in a $10 drink till you drown. And oh, dude, it was the best lie that I got away with until stupid Gary uploaded a photo on Instagram and she saw everything.
So what happened to the relationship?
Oh, it didn't work out at that point.
I told her.
I was like, I'm not suited for this.
She dumped you?
I kind of just let myself go. I resigned.
Okay.
I resigned from the relationship.
The automatic biggest lie you ever got away with.
I still feel guilty about this one. My friend Emin and I were driving across the country. I was driving his car, and he had fallen asleep, and I hit something, and it flew up, and it tore the side of the door open.
Oh, no.
But he didn't wake up. And so I just kept driving, and then when we pulled over for gas, he still didn't notice. He didn't notice until we got back to our house, and he was like, bro, look at what happened to my door. I can't believe this.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, what happened?
Oh, no, bro.
I wonder what... I don't know what happened.
You never told him to this day?
I've never told him, but
well,
if he's
not.
Listening
yeah,
right now...
now, dude.
If he's listening right now, I promise you, I'm still not going to pay for it.
This story is the definition of you snooze, you lose.
There you go. Really, his biggest lie I ever got away with was cheating on a spelling test in fifth grade because I was the... Well, I was the teacher's pet, so I would do all the grading, and I misspelled a word, so I changed it to give myself 110. Because I also got the other one right.
I find
that
very hard to believe that's the biggest lie you got away
with.
Well,
no, the really biggest lie...
That might be a lie right there.
The biggest lie I got away with was keeping my relationship with my husband, DJ Automatic, hidden from our former employer till I got pregnant.
Oh, dang. You were talking.
There we go.
Ava-matic. You came along and we had to confess everything. All right, what's the biggest lie you ever got away with? Tap in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I am frightened. Scientists have revived a zombie virus that spent 48,500 years frozen in permafrost. Now
what?
It's here.
And they why?
Because it's climate change.
Nice.
And the permafrost is melting. And so they're doing all these studies. And they freaking found this virus.
Hear me out. Stay with me. I'm going to take you guys to a deep place. This might be a good chance for Will Smith to revive his career.
Why?
Right now,
Anthony,
we know he can smoke zombies. We've all seen I Am Legend.
That's a
and
lie.
Now we got some zombies for him to slap around.
No.
All right.
No,
so,
no.
You know, maybe, you know, this is not just like a, this sounds like a Will Smith movie already.
I believe that this means the human race will be ending very soon.
Oh.
Well, that's sad.
Oh, dude. Well, yes, that is sad, but I got something that makes a man very happy. We're going to go to the United States of America and talk to my man, Tyler, who is addicted to tuna.
Oh.
Yeah.
And when it comes to tuna, he's not afraid to get down and dirty. Here's Tyler talking about what he loves about tuna.
And I don't mind when the juices run all down my chin. I like it all over myself because it makes me feel nice and dirty.
Can we give him some of the zombie virus?
I know the story seems a little fishy, but Tyler's actually been addicted to tuna since he was 10 years old.
What?
Here's his mother talking about his upbringing and his addiction to tuna.
He's always liked fish. When he was little, and most kids during Easter wanted chocolate in their baskets and things like that, he didn't eat the chocolate. So we put tuna, cans of sardines, because he liked that. But I didn't think it would turn into, you know, to where he was smelling it and keeping it and being addicted to tuna.
Is Tyler Mexican? Because I love me some good sardines and tomato sauce with some
The wildest thing to me is that he loves the smell. And he eats it with his bare hands right out the can, dude.
Anthony's got the video on loop right now. And this dude's eating it like it's tobacco. He's like sticking it in his cheek and just sucking on it. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Tyler, if you love the smell of tuna, I got some ladies for you to meet, my friend.
Anthony. Well, from tuna to penis.
Oh, hey, there we go. Nice, dude. I'm talking about scraping the side of the can. All
right. So this angry German pilot, he drew a schlong in the sky with his passenger jet.
Why?
Air traffic control had told him he couldn't land, so he got mad, and he just drew a picture of a penis in the air with his passenger jet.
Actual plane, dog. That's what's up, dude.
They said you couldn't really see it from the ground, but air traffic control could see it, and they got the picture.
No, mom is. It was a grower, not a shower.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a man that everybody knows, okay? He's super famous, that eats 4,000 calories a day from McDonald's, and he's still fit. Who is it? How does he do it? It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony, a celebrity birthdays first.
Actor Cole Sprouse celebrating his birthday. Meghan Markle, Lil Skies, Barack Obama is celebrating a birthday today. And Bobby Shmurda also celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk about Kendrick Lamar's BFF, T-Swift. Oh. T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift. I love this woman. She just gave out $55 million in bonuses to her employees. The truck drivers, $100,000 apiece. Nobody received less than $50,000. Go ahead, Miss Smith.
T-Swizzle.
I never wish I had a CDL more. Like, I wish, like, I could. If I would have known that you could be a driver for Taylor Swift, I would have been driving trucks a long time ago,
Everybody's
dog.
Everybody's like, how do I get a CDL? La, la, la. All right, I'm going to move on and talk about another artist that is not in the good graces of folks right now, Lizzo. Now, she's being accused by three former dancers of inappropriate behavior. The lawsuit contains a lot of accusations from sexual harassment to fat shaming. Lizzo has denied everything, says that she had already let all of these people go and that this is retaliation. However, in an interview across the pond with DJ Frank, she actually talked about this club, the bananas, and everything.
But I'm trying to go to the show where you eat the banana out the... Which one is that?
This is a banana bar.
Well, that's the banana bar?
Yeah, you're
right. And they have
the
banana bar.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. I need my potassium, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, of course, Lizzo is innocent until proven guilty. That's a lot right
that
there.
That does not sound good.
It sounded doesn't. Incriminating.
That aged like a banana.
It did. Not well. And speaking of eating, how about 4,000 calories a day at McDonald's? If I did that, I would be Fat Dana again. But Mark Zuckerberg does it every day.
What?
Because he trains so hard, he has to eat more than 4,000 calories every day in order to maintain any kind of weight on him.
So you're telling me aliens survive on McDonald's?
Oh, you're saying Zuckerberg's an alien.
Zuckerberg is not an alien, DJ.
Have you seen that, dude? He looks like an alien.
It's Mark Zuckerberg's ancestors that the U.S. government found on that ship.
Ding, ding.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.